Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Michelle. I want to thank you for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We're going to have prayer and worship music, and then we'll open the lines for those that have prayer requests.
If you're deep in the ocean or high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me close enough to touch you. Deep in the ocean, high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me close.
Father.
You're deep in the ocean, high on the mountain. Lord, my worship will praise you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me close enough to touch you. Draw me close enough to touch you. Come on, he's drawing us tonight. Draw me close enough.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We worship you tonight, Father. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for your kindness, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for just, God, just seeing us through, Father. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for being such a keeper, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for being our way out, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for being our hope, Father. Lord, we thank you for being our strength, our rock, Father. Thank you for being our peace tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you for being the lifter of our heads tonight, Father. Lord God, we thank you for being our healer tonight, Father. Lord God, we just give you praise tonight, Father. We give you worship. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory tonight, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father. God, we ask that you would keep us in your will tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask, Father, that you would help us to stay rooted and grounded in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, our desire tonight, Father, is to please you, Father. Lord God, we desire to be more like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we can't live without you, Father. Lord God, you are the air that we breathe tonight, Father. You are the song that we sing, Father. Lord God, we're lost without you, Father. We're desperate for you, Father. Lord God, we desire more of you, Father, more time in your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We give you praise tonight, Father. We give you worship, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for getting us to this place, Father. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for seeing us through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for being our safety, Father. Lord God, we thank you for the hedge of protection, Father, that you have placed around us, Father. God, we thank you for your hands of provision tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for being our healer tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence tonight, Father. God, thank you for being Jehovah Shammah tonight, Father. God, thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, Father. God, we just worship your name tonight, Father. We magnify your name tonight, Father. Lord God, there is none like you, Father. There is none like you, Father. God, there is none greater than you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Father. God, thank you, Father, for giving us rest. Thank you, Father, for giving us rest, Father. Rababa shiko yanana moshata. Roboko yanana mosika yanana moshata. Rababa shiko yanana mosika yanana moshata. Roboko yanana mosika yanana moshata. God, I just magnify your name tonight, Father. Lord God, we ask, Father, God, that you would just have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, if there's anything in us, Father, that would hinder, Father, anything of you, Father, we ask, Father, that you would take it out, Father. Father, we ask tonight, Father, that you would forgive us for any sins, Father. God, sins knowingly, unknowingly, Father. God, we ask tonight, Father, that you will wash and purge us, Father, of all unrighteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, purify our minds tonight, Father. Purify our hearts tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. God, we give you praise tonight, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you tonight, Father, God, we thank you, Father. Ha Rababashi. God, thank you for major release tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you that things are shifting, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I just worship your name tonight, Father. God, I magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. Rabba ba shi ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba shi ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba shi ko yanana mosi. Yes, God. God, we thank you, Father, that you're removing opposition, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight, Father, for exposing the enemy, Father. God, we thank you, Father, for destroying his plans tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. And I hear new reputation. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. God, we thank you, Father, that you have seen the injustice, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for change, God. Thank you, Father, for change, Father. Major change, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Ah, Rabba ba si. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father, that those that have been faithful to you, Father, God, we thank you, Father, that you're going to bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I hear rapid return. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. God, I just give you praise tonight, Father. God, you said, God said he's causing dryness. Some of you have seen dryness. This is not of the devil. But God said the dryness is from him. And God, I thank you, Father, that there are some, God, that you're sending rain to, Father. God, those that have been faithful to you, Father, those that have been obedient, there are some that are experiencing dryness because of their disobedience. Father God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for your rain, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, if any of us, Father, has been disobedient to you, Father, God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would forgive us, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would cause us to walk in your obedience tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise tonight, Father. God, I bind up selfishness tonight, Father. God, we come against pride tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. And God, those that have used the ammunition, have attempted to use the ammunition of the enemy, God, you said you are our defense tonight, Father. God, we thank you for being our defense, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. And I hear God saying, my judgment, my judgment, my judgment. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. And God, we thank you tonight, Father, for exposing every hidden agenda of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for causing destruction to the plans of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, yadadaboshi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. And God, we ask tonight, Father. God, even as I hear wrath, Father, your wrath, Father, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to have mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. And God, you said that your words stand, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, the light that once shined, Father, God, you're bringing forth darkness, Father, allowing darkness to come forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rabba ba si ko yanana mosi. Ah, Rababasi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosho koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosho koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Rababasi koyanana mosho koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, we give you praise tonight, God. God, it's farewell to this season, Father. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. God, there's a new season, Father. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana mosata. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Ah, Rababasi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Rababasi koyanana mosi kayanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. I give you worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I magnify your name tonight, Father. I bow at your feet tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, there is none greater than you tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana moshi kayanana moshata. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana moshata nana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi kayanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. And God, we thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, there are some, Father, that the enemy has tried to charge guilty, Father. But Father, you said not guilty tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. God, we thank you tonight, Father, for being the great judge tonight, Father. The greatest lawyer tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana moshi kayanana moshata. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. We give you worship, Father. We give you honor tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, God, that even you said, God, the results of these prayers, Father. God, we will see these things, Father, not many days hence, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Ah, Rababasi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosata. God, you said warning came before destruction, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. God, you said that your prophets, Father, foretold of this day, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, great change is at hand tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Robo koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi kayanana moshata. Rababasi koyanana mosi. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. I give you worship, Father. I give you honor tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. God, I thank you tonight, Father, that you have created a safe haven tonight, Father, for your children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanana moshi. Robo koyanana mosi. Robo koyanana mosi. Rababasi koyanana mosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananabosika yananamoshe. Roboko yananamosi. And Father, I come against every evil plot tonight, Father. Every evil plan tonight, Father. God, every discussion that was not of you tonight, Father. God, we muzzle the mouth of the enemy tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. Rababasi koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. And God, you said tonight, God, because they prioritize, Father, those things of the enemy, O God. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. God, those things are going to be removed, O God, out of their hands in the name of Jesus, God. Roboko yananamosi ka yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi ka yananamoshata. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Sika yana namoshata, rababasiko yana namosi, roboko yana namosi, kaya yana namoshi, roboko yana namosi. Ah, rababasi, roboko yana namosi, rababasiko yana namosi, rababasiko yana namosi, rababasiko yana namosi, kaya yana namoshata. God, we give you praise tonight, Father. We give you worship tonight, Father. Rababasiko yana namosi, rababasiko yana namosi, rababasiko yana namoshi. God, we thank you tonight, Father. Rababasiko yananamosika yananamoshata. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamoshi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamoshi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. And I see this Bible verse, Deuteronomy 28. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamoshi. Rababasiko yananamoshi. Rababasiko is the chapter of Deuteronomy 28. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamoshi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. God, we silence every voice tonight, Father. That's not of you in the name of Jesus. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi ka yananamoshata. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Father God, we thank you tonight, Father, for exposing every secret conversation, Father. Everything that's not of you, Father. God, we thank you for what you're doing, Father. God, you're destroying every plan of the enemy, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosika yananamoshata. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. God, I thank you for major change, Father. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. God, we give you glory tonight, Father. We give you praise tonight, Father. We magnify your name tonight, Father. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father, for great turnaround tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosoko yananamosi. Rababasiko yananamosi kayananamoshata. Roboko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi kayananamoshata. God, we give you praise tonight, Father. We give you glory tonight, Father. God, thank you tonight, Father, for giving energy, Father, and strength to your soldiers tonight, Father. God, even those that have been wounded, oh God. God, we thank you tonight, Father, for healing every wound tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi kayananamoshata. Roboko yananamosi kayananamoshata. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, I thank you tonight, Father, for endurance tonight, Father. Rababasi ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Robo ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana moshata. God, I praise your name tonight, Father. I worship you tonight, Father. God, I magnify you tonight, Father. You are worthy, God. You are worthy tonight, Father. God, there is none tonight, Father. There is none like you tonight, Father. Rababasi ko yanana moshi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, God. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, you said you're bringing us out of this place, oh God. God, you said suffer no more, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. God, we thank you tonight, God, because we have delighted ourselves in you, Father. God, you're going to give us the desires of our hearts tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana moshi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana moshi. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. God, I magnify you tonight, Father. Ah, Rababasi ko yanana moshi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana moshata. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Father, I rebuke every spirit of torment tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana moshatarabosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. God, I just thank you tonight, Father. God, there's nothing that's greater than you tonight, Father. God, we come against every power of darkness tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, those that are hurt tonight, Father, heal them tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, even where there's residue tonight, Father, from the hurt tonight, Father. Father, remove all of it tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, cause them to walk in total freedom tonight, Father. Total deliverance tonight, Father. Total peace in the name of Jesus. Rababasi ko yanarabosi. Robo ko yanarabosi. Rababasi ko yananamosi. Ha rababasi ko yanarabosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, we praise your name tonight, Father. We worship you, God. We worship you tonight, God. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. God, you are mighty tonight, Father. You are mighty in the name of Jesus, God. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, you're wise tonight, Father. You are the face of wisdom tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. The giver of life tonight, Father. Ha rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi. God, you are holy tonight, Father. You are holy in the name of Jesus, God. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Robo ko yanana mosi ka yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. Rababasi ko yanana mosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, you have seen the tears tonight, Father. God, we thank you tonight, God, that justice is being served tonight, Father. God, I praise your name tonight, Father. We magnify your name tonight, God. Oh, God, I praise you tonight, Father. We worship you, God. We worship you tonight, Father. God, thank you tonight, Father, for destroying confusion tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise tonight, God. I give you worship. I give you honor tonight, Father. God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy tonight, Father. Ha rababasi, robo koyana na mosika yana na moshata, robo koyana na mosika yana na moshata, robo koyana na mosi, rababasi koyana na mosi, robo koyana na mosi. God, I thank you tonight, God. I praise your name tonight, Father. I worship you. I worship you tonight, Father. I honor you tonight, Father. I honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ha rababasia robo koyana namosi. Rababasi koyana namosi. Rababasi koyana namoshi. Robo koyana namosi. Rababasi koyana namosi. Robo koyana namosi kayana namosata. Rababasi koyana namosi. And Father God, I come against heaviness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you would lift this burden tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to touch every heart tonight, Father. God, touch every mind tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father. Father, we send it back tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind any depression tonight, Father. Any stress, Father. Rababasi koyananamosi. God, touch those that are frustrated tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyananamosi. Robokoyananamosi. God, whatever this tug is tonight, Father, God, I'm asking you to move in this thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, lift them up tonight, Father. Rababashiko yananamosi. Rababashiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Father, we come against every sickness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you wore stripes tonight, Father, for our healing tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for healing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rababashiko yananamosi. Yes, God, thank you for the birthrights tonight, Father. God, I thank you for the birthrights, Father. In the name of Jesus, Rababashiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Rababashiko yananamosi. Rababashiko yananamosi. Ha rababashiko yananamosi. God, I give you praise tonight, Father. I give you worship. I give you worship tonight, Father. Rababashiko yananamosi. Roboko yananamosi. Ah, yadadaboshi. Rababashiko yananamosi. Rababashiko yananamosi. Rababashiko yananamosi. And God, I lift up this issue, Father. God, there's something with an estate tonight, Father. God, I pray over this thing, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father. God, to turn this thing around, Father, in their favor, Father. We bind up the hands of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rababashiko yananamosi. God, there are some that are trying to get a withdrawal off of this thing, Father. But God is set aside, Father, for this person, Father. And Father, we bind up the hands of the enemy tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, we come against greed tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, see, we bind up manipulation tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, see, koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. Father, I lift up those tonight, Father, that are having pain in their shoulders tonight, Father. God, I speak healing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command their healing to manifest, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rabbi, God, touch ears tonight, Father. God, touch sight tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, Father, I bind every skin disorder tonight, Father. We bind it up tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, Robo koyananamosi. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. God, we thank you, Father. Ha yadarabosi. New destination, Father. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Rabbi, God, I thank you tonight, Father. For enlargement, Father. God, you enlarge in somebody's territory, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. Ah, yadarabosi. Robo koyananamosi. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Rabbi, koyananamosi. God, I thank you for deliverance tonight, Father. God, deliver your people tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Destroy every chain, Father. God, break every yoke tonight, Father. God, we pull down every stronghold tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Rabbi, koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. Every attack against their minds tonight, Father. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. Rababasi, Robo koyananamosi, kayananamosi. Rababasi koyananamosi. God, we give you glory tonight, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor tonight, Father. Rababasi koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. Rababasi koyananamosi. God, we thank you tonight, Father. And God, we thank you, Father, that a wise woman, Father, builds her house, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, koyananamosi. God, give us the wisdom, Father, to build our houses, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, and a foolish woman turns hers down, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Rabbi, koyananamosi. God, there's wisdom walking after you, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, the ways of the world, Father. The end is destruction, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rabbi, koyananamosi. Robo koyananamosi. God, I thank you tonight, Father. I praise you tonight, Father. Yes, God. Thank you for the finished work, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, I praise you, and I honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cried so many times. Trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears. In the hopes they disappear. Go, but I guess you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, tell me I'd be wealthy. Yeah. learned that I
was cold. Well.
I discovered I could make it. Oh. In nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh. Now I wouldn't change a thing. No, not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this, I learned that I could grow.
Deuteronomy 28, and I want everybody to read Deuteronomy 28 tonight, you know, before you go to bed. Read the whole thing, because I was scanning over it when the song was playing. But meditate on it as well, but make sure, please don't be disobedient. Read Deuteronomy 28 tonight, and even the prayer that I was praying. Don't just allow that to be just another prayer that I was praying, because today my body, I've suffered a lot in my body with sickness and different things in my body, and I was under attack, and I know it's because of the prayer. But take these things serious. Don't see Michelle, see God. with the things that were said and the things that were spoken, because even when I was praying it, and there were certain things I felt haste. You know, if there's any kind of changes that you need to make those changes. You know, I know a lot of us continue to say, well, tomorrow, but let's don't put off to tomorrow what we can do today, because tomorrow may be too late. But whatever God tells us to do, and that's why I said us, with all of us, we need to be obedient to what God is telling us to do and live your life according to the word of God. You know, we all fall short, but get up, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I remember when I was praying, and I took this very serious because, you know, like, sometimes we feel like we can change God's thinking and stuff, but we cannot. And I remember when I was praying, I heard wrath, and God said nobody could change his wrath, you know. And if you guys don't, you know the seriousness of it, I just know the seriousness of it. So please be obedient to what God is speaking, you know, because sometimes we think that it's not that serious, but it is. So just be obedient to whatever, and that goes for each and every one of us. Amen. So if there's anybody online that would like for me to pray for them, please press 1, or you have a testimony or comment. Okay, 336, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I was calling because I wanted you to pray for me, well, for my health, because I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on, and also for my son.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about Deuteronomy 28?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you read that tonight, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Rabba Bashiko Yadabo Satarabo Si Roboko Yananamo Shika Yananamo Shatananamo Si Rabba Bashiko Yananamo Sika Yananamo Shata. Father God, I just lift my sister up to you tonight, Father. Lord God, I just lift this thing up with her health, Father. Lord God, I ask, Father, whatever the situations are, Father, Lord God, I'm asking you to touch each and every one, Father. Lord God, I know, Father, according to your word, Father, you wore stripes for her healing, Father. And God, we ask, Father, that you just move in these things, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to destroy everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, any heaviness, Father, Lord God, we come against it tonight, Father. When I was praying earlier, it was the second part. I don't know if this is, but I feel this thing again as I'm praying for you. Do you feel heavy? Like, it's like this thing that I feel in my chest. It's heavy. Is that you?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Do you feel down? Like I know you said that you want me to pray for you and your son, but how do you feel? Do you feel like, are you worried? Are you stressed?
I feel down, stressed and worried, and like, I'm trying, like, for something, like, what's worrying about is the child support. And then I'm trying to go back to school, and then I can't find any school that have the program that I want to. And that's kind of disappointing me. And also my health is driving me crazy.
Okay. Rabba Bashiko Yadadabo Shata Radabo Sika Yadadabo Shata Radabo Si. Rabba Bashiko Yananamo Shatananamo Si. Rabba Bashiko Yananamo Shatananamo Si. Father God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in each and every situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would give her the direction, Father, that you desire for her to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, she's exhausted the things, Father, that she know to do, Father. So, Father God, I'm asking you, Father, God, that you just teach her, Father, to lean on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that she would lean on you, Father, and not try to fix these situations on our own, Father. And yes, and God, I bind up stress, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in her life, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would, God, cause things to turn around, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that she will walk in obedience to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every excuse right now, in the name of Jesus. And there's something that you're not being obedient to God. There's something that you got to pray and ask God to reveal that to you. And also, Rabbi Bashiko Yananamosi, this direction that you know, and I'm not saying that it's not God's desire for you to go back to school, because I believe in my heart that it is. But ask God which direction that He want you to go in. And I hear excuses. When I was praying, I heard excuses as well. So, Father God, we bind these things up, Father. Everything that's not like you, I got to pray this thing out, because it's not moving, and it's really heavy, and I got to pray it out. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Rabba ba si ko ya na na mo si ka Robo ko ya na na mo si ka ya na na mo shata. Robo ko ya na na mo si ka ya na na mo shata. Robo ko ya na na mo si. Father, we dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pull down every stronghold, Father. I break every yoke of bondage right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, anything that's being sent, Father, that's not of you, Father, Father, we send it back now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against every spirit of heaviness right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask today, Father, that you will release a garment of praise, Father. And God, every thought that's not of you, Father, we come against it now. Yes. And Father God, every spirit of backlash, every attack against me, Father, I rebuke it now. I dismantle the enemy right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over me tonight, Father. God, over my brothers and sisters tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree a shift. God, I decree a shift in the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus. I speak a shift in the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up fear tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, every attack of the enemy tonight, Father, we slaughter those things right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that this is a place, Father. This is a place, Father, for your spirit to dwell, Father, for you to dwell, Father, for deliverance and healing to take place, Father. And Father God, we come against anything, Father, that tried to come against that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against every hex right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up the hands of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Robo ko yana namosi, rababasi ko yana namoshata na namosi, rababasi, yes God, rababasi ko yana rabosi, robo ko yana namosi, rababasi ko yana namosi, and God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, rababasi ko yana rabosi, robo ko yana namosi, rababasi ko yana namosi, rababasi ko yana namosi, robo ko yana namosi, God, I praise you, Father. God, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for freedom. God, you're so good, Father. You are so good, Father. And Father God, I praise you, Father. God, I praise you, Father. I worship you, Father. Bow before you tonight, Father. Rabba basiko yanabosata. Robo ko yananamosi. Rabba basiko yananamosi. God, great is your mercy tonight, Father. Great is your faithfulness tonight, Father. Rabba basiko yananamosi. Robo ko yananamosi. God, I praise your name, Father. We worship you, God. We worship you tonight, Father. We magnify you tonight, Father. We adore you, Father. We adore you tonight, Father. Rabba basi ko yana namosi. Robo ko yana namosi. God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Father. Lord God, continue the work, Father, that you're doing in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God said, put him first, put him first. Father God, I just thank you, Father. that she will put you first, Father, in everything she do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask, Father, even this fear, Father, that she feel, Father, with these things that's going on in her body, Father. God, we rebuke fear tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to cause things to come into alignment, Father, in her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke every sickness, every disease tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm coming against every stronghold tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, to touch her knees, Father, whatever her need is, Father, meet her need, Father. And Lord God, we rebuke worry tonight, Father. God, work it out, Father. God, move by your power, Father. Move by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, to just build her up, Father. God, I'm asking you to touch her baby tonight, Father. Move in his heart, Father. Move in his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that he will know tonight, Father, that he's not forgotten, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, ha yadadaboshi. And I see, as I'm praying for him, I see champion. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for calling him a champion, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, rababashi ko yadadaboshi. God, I thank you that you will never forget him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for keeping him, Father, in your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray, Father, that he would desire hunger and thirst, Father, to seek after your truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over him tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you destroy, dismantle everything in his life, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just speak strength in him tonight, Father. God, I just thank you, Father, for him walking upright, Father, with you, Father. Lord God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you, okay?
God bless you, too. Bye.
Okay, 205, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. I'd like for you to pray for me and also for my husband tonight.
Okay.
I also have my friend on the line. I would just let God lead you on prayer for me.
Okay. Did you say your husband is online too, or just your friend?
Just my friend. We here on the speakerphone, but my husband here in the home. You know, I always call him with me and my mom, but I never asked you to pray for my husband, so I'm asking you this note tonight. He's here.
Okay. Father God, I just pray for my sister tonight, Father. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in a hardship, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we bind up all stress tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would just lead and guide her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that there's a new direction, Father, that you're taking her in, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you move in her body tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would destroy everything, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for it. There's something new that you're doing in her mindset, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for building her confidence in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for just touching her heart tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that everything in her heart, Father, God, I'm asking you, Father, God, to touch these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, wherever there's a wound, Father, God, I'm asking you to heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you would use her, Father. Use this young lady for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would draw her closer to you, Father. God, draw her, Father, to your will, to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just ask, Father God, that she will know, Father, that she doesn't have to settle in life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that your desire is to give her your best, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father God, wherever there's a need in her life, Father God, meet that need, Father. Make a way, Father, where there seems to be no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you that she's very useful in the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against any drawback, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you remove any disappointments, Father, that she has experienced, Father, within the things of the church, Father. I'm asking you, Father, that you move in those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you just build her up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask, Father, that you cause her to walk in your confidence, Father, your strength and your wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, just touch her tonight, Father. God, touch every place tonight, Father, that need a touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray for her husband tonight, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you draw him to you, Father. Draw him to your will, to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you would help him, Father, to walk in the full authority, Father, that you have given him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kingdom authority, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, for my brother walking upright, Father, with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come against any misunderstandings, Father. God, anything, Father, that's not like you, Father, we destroy those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, for salvation. God, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for just touching him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move in his mind, Father. Move in his heart tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you draw both of them, Father, closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and closer to each other, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask, Father, that you destroy everything tonight, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask, Father, that you just move, Father. God, move in their lives, move in their marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I speak strength and I speak blessings over this marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just ask, Father, that you draw them closer, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, for one accord, Father. God, I just thank you, Father. God, we destroy any division, Father. We speak unity, Father, in this marriage, Father. We speak increase, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask tonight, Father, that you open doors that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you turn some things around, Father. God, I'm asking you for order, Father. Order, Father. I call forth order, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you comfort my sister, Father. God, I just ask, Father, that you do it, Father, for her, Father. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you even move throughout her family, Father. Lord God, move in their hearts, Father. Move in their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray for her family members that are unsaved, Father. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you save their souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you dismantle, Father, everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you touch her mom, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in her life, Father. Move in her situations and circumstances tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for moving by your power, Father, and by your spirit tonight, Father. Lord God, we thank you, we honor, and we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey,
amen. How you doing?
Amen. Hey, how are you?
I would like for you to pray for me.
Okay. Okay, honey. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you just touch your daughter tonight, Father.
in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you move in anything, Father, that's not like you, Father. Lord God, we tear it down tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come against every distraction tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you open up our ears, Father, even more, Father, in the name of Jesus. And listen, sis, are you married, single? What's your relationship status?
I'm single.
You're single. You're not with anybody, right?
I'm seeing someone.
Huh?
I'm seeing someone.
Okay, did you pray about that relationship that you're in? The reason I asked you, because I know you were saying,
yeah,
that you were single, but I didn't get that you were fully single. And I also got that relationship is a distraction to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so listen, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. Because I don't know how this relationship is or whatever, but I just know that I heard God say that it's a distraction to you. What I want you to do is I want you to pray. And even if you have to fast, you just ask God to lead you in this thing, because listen, sometimes, and sometimes we get, you know, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or whatever, and I'm just using this as an example. I'm going to use myself as an example. There's been times in the past that I have been in relationships with, and it's not just intimate relationships, but with other people, and it's not God's will for me to be in those relationships, and sometimes it can make you take a detour off of the path that God wants you to take. And I don't want you to take it in mind that this is a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what the future holds for you and him. But I just know right now it's a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just distracting you from some things that God wants to do for you and God wants to do in you. You know what I'm saying? And anything that will keep you from, and this is Michelle speaking, anything that will keep you from drawing closer to God, I feel like you don't need it. You get what I'm saying? That's just me. But in my past, you know, there was different relationships that I was in that I tried to make them work, you know, and that's those with men, and it was a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment, and then like when we are broken and different things, we asking God like, God, why did you allow this to happen to me, and why did such and such, but these things happen to me because of my disobedience, and you know like. I've always had a calling on my life, but I went contrary to what God had called me to do in order to do what I wanted to do. I was having sex. I was doing different things, drinking and certain things, and it was a past. You know, the end of that kind of stuff is destruction. I thank God for saving me, and I don't want you to take it as I'm knocking you. But listen, anything that you can change, you change it, okay? And you take it step by step, but still and yet, if there's something that you need to change, since you change it, because listen, there's ministry. There's some gifts that are inside of you. You get what I'm saying? And there's some things that this thing, this relationship is hindering you from. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Now, I can't say for, you know, next month or something like that, but I'm talking about today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift my sister up to you, Father. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you just touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you move, Father. Move in her life, Father. Move in her heart, Father. Move in her mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we rebuke anything, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we sever every ungodly soul tie tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, to move in her knees, Father. God, I'm asking you to make the direction clear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you order her steps, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I lift up this marriage. I lift this up to you, Father. Lord God, I pray, Father, that your perfect will in her life will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, yes, God, thank you for giving her a new understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come against any torment tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father. And God, I come against every roadblock tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you touch her, Father. God, I'm asking you, Father, that you pour strength into her, Father. Pour wisdom into her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask tonight, Father, that you allow her to see herself, Father, as you see her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to give her strength, Father, Give her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. God, I praise your name, Father. God, thank you for your will, Father, being done in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just ask tonight, Father, God, even if there's anything, Father, that I failed to mention, Father, fail not to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask, Father, even in the area of work, Father, move in that area, Father. God, in the area of faith, Father, move in that area, Father. Increase her faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we rebuke all doubt, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to open doors for her, Father, that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that she will know, Father, that you are for her, Father, and not against her, Father. And, Lord, I'm asking you, Father, above everything, Father, to draw her closer to you, Father. God, I'm asking you, Father, to give her a firm foundation in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. And God, I ask tonight, Father, that you move in every family issue, Father, in her that's going on, Father. Lord God, bring peace, Father. Bring strength. Bring wisdom. Father, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to work these things out, Father. And Lord God, we destroy the hands of the enemy, Father. God, we just thank you, Father, that no weapon that form against them, Father, no weapon shall prosper, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, and I honor you, and I praise you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you. Call back anytime, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, 727, you're on the air.
Hello, Miss Michelle. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I'm calling for prayer for myself and my sister.
Okay.
And also my brother.
Okay, honey. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for your son tonight, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rababasi koyanabosi. Roboko yanana moshika yanana moshata. Rababashi koyanana mosi. Roboko yanana mosika yanana moshata. Father God, we come against every attack, against his mind tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you move in his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you draw him closer to you, Father. Draw him closer to your will, to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, to open up his ears, Father, like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, anything in his mind that's not of you, Father, we speak death to it now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over his mind, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over his heart tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, to change his desires, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that his desires would come into alignment with the desires that you have for him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you give him strength, Father. God, give him godly wisdom tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, wherever there's a need in this life, Father, God, you meet those needs, Father. Make a way, Father, where there seems to be no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, even for his siblings, Father. God, I ask tonight, Father, that you touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you. Yes, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you meet their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you draw them closer to you, Father. God, draw them closer to your will, Father. Closer to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you destroy everything, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, to build them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let them know tonight, Father, that you are the way, Father. You are the way out tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, that they would totally surrender, Father, to you, Father, to your will, to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, Yes, Father. Anything that they're holding on to, Father, from the past, Father, God, I'm asking you to help them. Give them the strength to release it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you lift them up tonight, Father. God, I'm asking you, Father, that you pour strength, pour wisdom into them, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you touch this family, Father. God, I'm asking you, move in their hearts, move in their minds tonight, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, destroy the hands of the enemy, Father, on their behalf, Father. God, we thank you tonight, Father, for moving by your power, by your spirit tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you. We honor and we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you, Michelle.
God bless you, honey. You're welcome, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay. 815, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, sis. How are you?
I'm fine, sis. How are you?
Love you, miss you.
Love you too, honey.
I'm just calling for the prayer tonight for myself, and I also want to say, I just do have a small testimony. I've been going through a lot lately, but the Lord has been faithful to deliver me every time, and I just want to say that I'm grateful.
Yes, God is so good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. if you could pray, I've been having a lot of demonic dreams,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I'm going to stay on the air, but in my dream, I got into a confrontation with a witch. So if you could pray about that, I appreciate that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Rabba Bashi Koyana Nabo Shata Nabo Si. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Shika Yana Namo Shata. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Sika Yana Namo Shata. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Shika Yana Namo Shata. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Sika Yana Namo Shata. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Sika Yana Namo Shata. Robo Koyana Namo Sika Yana Namo Shata Nana Namo Si. Robo Koyana Namo Si. Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father. Lord God, I pray, Father, that the root of this thing, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you reveal, Father, the root of this thing, Father. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you destroy everything, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come against every dream, every dark dream tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we destroy these things tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, every attack against her tonight, Father, we bind it up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Rabba Bashi Koyana Nabo Shoko Yana Namo Si. Robo Koyana Namo Si Kayana Namo Shata. Rabba Bashi Koyana Namo Si Kayana Namo Shata. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in this thing. Listen, let me ask you this. Did you talk to, you know, there was somebody that was going to come to visit you. Did you talk to that person?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was there issues with that situation?
No, it was a conference call, family conference call, a standard conference call.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I didn't, you know, after I did talk to her, that person, I realized I didn't pray like I was supposed to before. I just kind of got on the call and didn't think about it. And
mm-hmm.
I should
have,
yeah,
okay. Okay. Rabba Bashi Robo ko yana namo si ka yana namo shata na namo si. Robo ko yana namo si. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that you are, God, I thank you, Father, that you are already in tomorrow, Father. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for covering her tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we destroy every attack, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you expose this thing, Father, to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you show her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I know, Father, that you've already equipped her, Father, for everything, with everything that she needs, Father, to conquer this thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I rebuke any fear tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for exposing the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for taking everything out of her dreams, Father. You did it for me, Father. Everything out of her dreams, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I know that this thing that I, this as I'm praying about this thing, it, God is showing you something that is beforehand. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's this thing has not happened, but it's,
oh,
it's like this attack, this thing that it's sometimes, like, let me tell you this. Like, sometimes I've had dreams, and just because it's not, like, you know, like, sometimes people are like, well, God wouldn't give you a dream like that. But sometimes God is showing you what's to come or what's going to happen, because all of the things that he may show us is not always good. You get what I'm saying? Like, he'll show us if somebody's trying to attack us, if somebody's trying to come after us in a negative way and stuff. But I heard beforehand, and I know that God is showing you something in advance, but you have the power and the authority. And that's why I'm praying the way that I'm praying, because, listen, when you are destroying and you are dismantling certain things, we need to know what we are destroying and we are dismantling. Because if we, you know, like, even though we rebuke it and stuff and it keep coming back, that's why I'm praying, like, God, reveal the root of this particular thing. Because even, you know, I used to have, like, these demonic attacks, and I would have, like, this thing, like, where there was something jumping on me. And, you know, like, sometimes when God show us things, sometimes we don't want to believe that it is what it is. And I know, like, but, you know, the thing is this. I remember when these things would try to jump on me, God always had me covered. But still and yet, you know, it didn't stop the devil from what he was trying to do, even though we're covered.
Right.
But I was like, God, show me. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes, like, we God will show us certain things, and it's like, it's hard for us to believe. And even with myself, you know, there are some things that you might have had different experiences with people, and you be like, no, no. But then sometimes God will show it to somebody else, and you like, you know, okay, like, I have no other choice, but this is God, and I know that it's God. And I'm not saying this is your situation, but I'm just saying this sometimes it happens like that. But I want God to reveal to you the root of it. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a root to this thing that keeps happening, because I know, like, with myself, and I'm not scared, because, you know, like, when I was, I used to go to this particular church, and the enemy is very slick. He's very slick. He's a deceptive snake. And I'm telling you, like, sometimes the enemy will have you thinking, like, I was going, when I used to go to this church, and I would have certain experiences with this pastor, and every time I had an attack, I would always think that it was her, but it was not.
Right.
That's how the enemy wanted you to think. And a lot of times, those attacks come from those things, those people that are like that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. You get what I'm saying? Like, you deal with on a regular basis. And then every time it's not the same thing, but in my case it was. You know what I'm saying? Because every time something happened to this particular, to me, I would always think that it was the pastor, but it was not.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So just, and I'm just telling you this so you could, you know, take all of this information in consideration. But it's not, you know you have the power over this thing, but I want God to show you the root to it, because it's a root to this thing. And that's why this keep coming back. It'll stop and it'll stop for a while, and then it'll come back. But there's a root to this. And the head of the thing, it has to be cut off. You get what I'm saying? Because, listen, you are a child of God, and I know that. But we go after the root. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you reveal what the root of this thing is, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask, Father, that this thing will be destroyed, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for giving her, yes, Father. God, I thank you, Father, for giving her the hands, the mouth to fight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, for giving her the strength to destroy and dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I know that you're not the author of confusion. God, you are a God of peace, Father. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that her sleep shall be peaceful, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, everything that's sent to torment her, Father, we send it back to the sender, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you rule and reign, Father, in her home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would move, Father, by your power, Father, new determination. Thank you, Father. Lord God, move by your power, by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you that you are giving her new determination, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, strength to endure, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for that deep place, Father, that you're taking her, Father. God, everything that's trying to come, Father, every roadblock that's being sent, Father, to hinder this, and some of this is, you know, you have this desire to go deeper. And the enemy is trying to bring fear on you. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things, when you start experiencing certain things, especially in the realm of the spirit, you know, sometimes like fear comes. You get what I'm saying? And the enemy will try to do these things. Because the other day I was sitting in a car, and I was on the phone, and just the spirit of fear just came over me. Every little noise would like fear, I would have fear, and I was like, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Now, I had to catch myself because sometimes, listen, it happens, and there is nobody that, unless you're perfect, I haven't met anybody that's perfect yet, but I'm telling you, I was so scared, every little noise, it was something like, I'm like, oh, God, what is that? But I'm telling you, like, we just have to remind ourselves of what God has said because, listen, God has given us the power and the authority. Sometimes we forget. We just have to know the power and authority that we have. And anything that try to come against us, we have the power to destroy and dismantle it because God has given us that power and that authority. We, as believers, we have that authority. You know what I'm saying? But you are going to go, yes, Father, into that deep place. God is calling you into a deeper place. God, I thank you for that deeper place in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you give her the strength, Father, to fight, Father. And Lord God, we come against every hindrance, Father. Lord God, there will be nothing that will hinder this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for moving in our heart, moving in our mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would even touch her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, Rabbi Bashi, yes, God, there's a new movement, Father. God, I thank you for the new movement, Father, in her family, Father. Lord God, draw each and every one, Father, closer to you, Father, closer to your will, closer to your way, Father. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you create a hunger in them, Father, like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We give you praise tonight, Father. God, we give you praise, and I hear new release. God, I thank you for the new release in her life, Father. And God, I thank you for every sudden, yes, God, everything that will be done sudden in her life, Father. God, we just thank you, Father. And yes, God, I thank you that your eyes are on her, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. And God, I just give you praise tonight, Father. I give you honor tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, my sister. Love you.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you. Love you, too. Okay. 404, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. Well, God bless you. I asked for prayer for my family, my parents, and then my family, my
I couldn't hear you, sis. I know you say you want to pray for your family, your parents, right? I didn't hear the rest.
And my
And you said what else? What's the other thing you say?
And myself. My parents, my family, and myself.
Okay, okay, I hear you now. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for my sister tonight, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for just, yes, God, thank you, Father, for the refreshing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for just building her up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke any spirits of sabotage that's around her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against every attack of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being her eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for just leading her, Father, and guiding her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you move on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you work things out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you move, Father, stir up those gifts, Father, that are in her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would lead and guide my sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, Yes, God. Thank you, Father, that there are some things, Father, that you're making plain to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for every door, every new door, Father, that you're opening for my sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for clearing the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, yes, God, thank you for divine favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for more. I see the word more. God, I just thank you, Father, for making more available to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for working things out, Father, for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for being her peace, Father. God, thank you for being her comforter, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. God, those around her, Father, that have a disguise, that are being disguised or trying to be under a disguise, Father, we come against it, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to expose everything that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I don't know why, but I just keep saying those two words. Father God, I rebuke everything, Father, that's not of you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just ask, Father, that you just keep her, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you move, Father, move on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, each and every person, Father, in her home, Father, God, I'm asking you that you touch them, Father. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you draw them closer to you, Father. Draw them closer to your will, to your way, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we rebuke anything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father. Lord God, we dismantle every plan of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you open doors, Father, that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to move by your power, Father, in their lives. Move by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you draw them, Father. Draw each and every one, Father, closer to your will, closer to your way tonight,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we just ask, Father, that you pour into this family, Father. Pour into them strength. Pour into them wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for unity, Father. We thank you for unity, Father, in their home, Father. God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your daughter tonight, Father. Lord God, thank you for leading and guiding her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you touch her parents, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move in their hearts, Father. Move in their minds, Father. Their minds, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you remove anything, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you open doors that no man can shut, Father. Lord God, give them strength tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we destroy any sickness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, God, that you bless the fruits of their labor, Father. God, bless their hands tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father, things that are in their hands, Father, cause those things to grow, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for working things out, Father, on their behalf, Father. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father, for being their protection, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for drawing them even closer, Father, to you, Father, to your will, to your way tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We honor you, Father. We honor you tonight, Father. And we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Anytime. God bless you, okay?
Okay, God bless you. Yeah.
All right. Okay. 754, you on the air.
Hi, Mr.
I'm fine. How are you?
I've been sick.
Oh,
and
really?
Diarrhea.
You what now?
I had diarrhea for like a week and a half. And I went to the hospital Friday. They took blood and everything, x-ray on my stomach. They didn't give me no medicine and stuff. I guess they see where it's getting better or something. But I haven't eaten it. I just was drinking Gatorade and ginger ale and crackers and stuff. But I need to eat some tonight because I really feel like weak. Like, and I had a lot of gas. I've been belching a whole lot. Yeah.
Make sure, don't eat. I don't think you should eat in a regular food, though. Maybe you should eat some soup or some, you know, like some broth. Are you still having the diarrhea or whatever?
No, I'm constipated now.
Okay. But still, like, you haven't really been eating like that. So don't just go to, if you can, try to eat, like, maybe like some Jell-O.
Like
soup.
Oh, no grits.
Grits, I guess you can have grits, but don't make them real thick. Make them kind of soupy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that will work better because, you know, like, that's even like if you're fasting or something like that. When you put all that heavy stuff on your stomach, make you throw up, make you feel real sick, or either you throw up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How
so
you feeling?
You make the grit.
Feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel better. I got this cough, and I was having some issues with my stomach. I'm not sure what was that about, but I'm feeling better. I got this.
Did you get your card?
I just got this. Yeah, I did. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You liked it?
Yeah, I got it. Let me see.
That card fit for you. It was for you. It was for you. The card was for you. That was a blessed card. That was a card. I think all the words speak for itself. I found this
Abby one. Yeah,
it was a beautiful. Huh? I saw something Abby card, too.
Did you?
She got
Okay.
I didn't get
it
for my kids.
You what now?
You remember when last time you got a card? Don't worry.
You said, I don't worry. No. I be getting cards.
You do?
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah, different people.
Yeah.
They sent my card. Josh bought me cards, too. Josh bought me some stuff for Mother's Day. He bought me some...
That's so sweet.
What did he give me? Yeah, he pretty much, he's really good with that. He'd be like, I need some money to buy you a gift. You know, he asked me, he just won't show me the gift, whatever. But he bought me a gift.
That's good.
He bought me some bath salt, different little things that he bought me. He always, you know,
gives me gifts and stuff like that. I hope he'd be a stay like that till you get grown, because these grown kids, they forget about their mama. I ain't get nothing from Mother's Day, from none of them. Nothing.
He's a giver, you know what I'm saying? So, this is what you have to do. You have to jack them up. Nobody no gifts, you just jack them up, you know?
No, because the holidays coming around, they're going to want me to make them sweet potato pies, that homemade dressing. They're going to do it this year.
Don't make them.
I ain't making them nothing. I'm serious, well, for real.
But you know, the words say don't do to others what they do unto you. So listen, you treat people the way you would want them to treat you.
I don't have to cook every year for them. Every year they want me to do that. They got to learn how to do it. They see how to fix it.
You like, you know, I felt some kind of way you guys didn't give me no Mother's Day gift. Even if you have to, because you know, like sometimes, now listen.
Yes.
Some people don't understand you have no money, you know, like, but even if they have to, you know, like, give you a card or whatever, you know, just let them know, you know what I'm saying? Be like, listen, I didn't feel good about you guys didn't give me anything, you know what I'm saying? Because maybe they didn't have no money. I don't know what the situation was, but just let them know. Because sometimes, listen, you know, and this, some people, this sounds a little crazy, but I got this, it's embedded in my mind. Closed mouths don't get fed. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you don't open up your mouth and you tell people, like, you know, listen, I didn't like the way that, because I'll tell Josh, I'll be like, Joshua, listen, what you going to give me for Mother's Day and such or whatever. And he'll be like, what do you want? Something. And he kind of know, like, even with, like, the, you know, little things that he got me, he know that's stuff that I like. So just let him know. You know what I'm saying? Be like, listen, but don't go to him in a nasty way. Just tell him, be like, listen, I didn't like that you guys didn't get me anything. Next time, you know, please give me something. Even if it's just a card or you just write on a piece of paper, Happy Mother's Day, because it's the thought that counts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's true. That's so true.
Yeah, so let
my
me pray for you, okay?
You too. He told me to tell you that he appreciates you. He took the stitches out of his leg. He said he got to call you. I think
who
I might have been him calling my son, Omar.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's doing okay?
He's doing okay. And guess what? The next day his dad called him.
He did? Well, praise God. That was totally God. That was God.
That was God.
God hears his cry. You know what I'm saying? He moved in that thing.
Yeah, and then people telling me I got to wait 30 days to get a letter or something. They playing around with my money, man. I'm ready. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we'll pray about it, okay?
Thank you so much, and I need some work, too. And pray for Mr. Hankerson,
okay,
because he really needs it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for your daughter tonight. Father God, I just ask, Father, that you just touch her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that God, that you just build up her system tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those things that have been depleted, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you pour back into her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And listen, don't just drink Gatorade. Drink water, too, Anita. Make sure you drink water, too.
Yeah.
I know you say you're drinking the other stuff, but drink a whole lot of water. That's important, too. And, Father God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you just touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, whatever this infection or this thing is, Father, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you just give her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, any worry, Father, remove all worry tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you move, Father. God, even in the situation, Father, with work, Father. God, I'm asking you, Father, that you open doors, Father, that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, those things that have been held up, Father, in her life, Father, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you cause those things to be released. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you destroy, dismantle, Father, the hands of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, even for a son, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you move in his life, Father. God, draw him closer to you, Father. Draw him closer to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for bringing restoration, Father, in his body as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we lift up Mr. Hankerson tonight, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you move, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Move in his life, Father. Move in his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask, Father, that you...
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you build him up, Father. God, give him strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask, Father, anything that's not like you, Father, we ask tonight, Father, that you destroy, dismantle those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, we ask, Father, that you give him clarity, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, any hurt tonight, Father, we ask, Father, that you touch those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask that you turn things around, Father, in his life, Father. And Lord God, we lift up Miss Abby to you tonight, Father. Lord God, we ask that you touch her, Father. Move in her heart, move in her mind tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you heal her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you comfort her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let her know tonight, Father, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father, for being her peace, Father. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, even for working in every family issue in my sister's life, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you bring peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you destroy division, Father, and bring unity, Father, in their lives, Father. Lord God, we just thank you, and we honor, and we praise you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. And I hope you feel
welcome.
Better.
Oh,
I love
thank you.
You
so much. Love you too, honey. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 661, you're on the air.
Hello, Nichelle. This is Jermaine calling. and I'm just calling for confirmation through your spirit. And I need to be praying for you as well, to know that you are feeling well as well, because it's always good to pray for the one who's prayed for me. So I'm going to seek prayer for you as well, if that's okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. And you said you wanted confirmation?
Yes, whatever your Holy Spirit has to say regarding
my
walk.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for my brother tonight, Father. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would lead and guide him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke anything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for leading and guiding him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm just asking you tonight, Father, that you would, God, give him the answer, Father, the answers to every question, Father, that he has, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you would lead and guide him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you, Father, that those steps, Father, will be taken boldly, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in his faith, Father. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father, for increasing his faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for opening doors. Yes, Father, opening doors, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for the way being made clear, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. God, we thank you, Father, for moving in every issue tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke any stress, Father, any frustration tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, those things that have been prolonged, Father, God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to move in those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you just make the way clear, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for those gifts, Father. We thank you, Father, for stirring up those gifts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that he will lead others, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, that he will stand in that authority, Father, that you have given him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. God, I thank you for the words, Father, that come from his mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for penetrating hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you for the new level in intercession, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for releasing the breaker's anointing, Father, on a stronger level, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for new dimensions, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as he followed this walk, Father, God, I thank you, Father, for the blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for the abundance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, yes, Father, that you move in his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come against any issues, Father, in his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for working things out, Father, in his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, wherever there may be a need, Father, meet those needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Father, for this family being strong in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father. We come against every attack, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pull down everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for working it out, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, I don't know why, but I hear workforce. Do you work? Are you, like, in ministry or whatever? But I heard the word workforce.
Yes, I work. I'm not in the ministry, but I am a teacher, so I'm around, surrounded by children. I believe that I want to do more of the ministry of finding the needs of helping children, not just in the school mm-hmm. building, but outside of the school mm-hmm. building. And
mm-hmm. like some kind of outreach program?
Yes, and more of building families and connecting with children where mm-hmm. there are some type of programs where they're being educated on another level. I just feel that sometimes the inner city schools, according to where I'm at, I'm not doing enough, and I just need to do greater for our children and parents and families and some type of connection where there's prayer and that sort of thing. And that's my prayer as far as trying to find that outreach for our children, because our children are lost today, and they need so much help. They need the love and understand that God will help them and any walk and matter that they choose to walk. So that's my prayer. Other than teaching, I love teaching, but I just feel I need to do so much more outside of teaching with ministry mm-hmm. and ministering to our children outside and okay. connecting families as well.
Okay. Let's pray about that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would lead him in this area, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you order his steps, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, whatever direction, Father, that he should go in this thing, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would make it clear to him, Father, make it plain to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, God, even the funding that he will need, Father, I'm asking you, Father, that you would send those, Father, that would help, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, even the desire to build families, Father, God, I'm asking you, Father, that you build and give strength in its own, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you just lead and guide him, Father. God, open doors tonight, Father, that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, even the area, Father, that you desire for him to be in, Father, God, I'm asking you, Father, that you show him, Father, make it plain, Father, make it clear to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you work yes. these things out, Father, on his behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, even in the area, Father, whatever this thing is with workforce, Father, Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you use him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, in this area, Father, bring increase. Open a door, Father, that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you're going to use his voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for those hearts, Father, that have been penetrated, Father. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, even for those, Father, that you will send, Father. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father, and we honor you tonight, Father, and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. And I'm going to pray that you get well, and because you do such a good, positive show with your Blog Talk Radio with the Holy Spirit of Jesus within you. And I just thank you
Amen.
For praying for me and stirring those gifts inside of me. And God, he will answer these prayers. And I just thank you for your kindness, your spirit, and just praying with me on this, because I do believe that there are so many families who need to be connected to Jesus and understand
Yeah.
that God is real. God is real, man. I just don't want to see people not understanding who God is, and then it's too late for our people to see when they're dead and gone. So
That's right.
I'm just asking to build relationships with God, because only God can do a thing that we can't do. And that's my prayer. That's my prayer to all families and children that are suffering lack of generational curses, all these things that's going on that needs to be helped as far as understanding that curses can be broke by the power and hand of Jesus Christ. So
yes.
I just thank you. Thank you, Michelle. I just thank you for your kindness again, and I just thank you for being humble with me on this and praying with me. And God bless you for everything that you do.
God bless you as well. Anytime, okay? And I'll continue
yes.
to, you know, be praying for your outreach program and different things that, you know, God has set before you to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be step by step, but God is going to continue to lead and guide you in these things. And he'll open up the doors that need to be open. You know, nothing before God's time. And so, you know, I just thank
yes.
God for even the, because that desire in your heart, God put that there. You know what I'm saying? Even the, you know, to see families being strong and, you know, generational curses and different things being broken. That's some of the things that, that's some of the areas that God used me in as well. And like to really like, you know, study the root of certain things, because there's a root to certain things. You know, like some people just see, you know, a person is drinking and, you know, a person is using alcohol and, you know, a girl might be compromising her body, but there's a root to all of these things. You know what I'm saying? Even with these generational curses, and a lot of people, they don't understand, you know, even if you confront some, sometimes you confront these people about this, but I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? It'll be like the parent, the child, and, you know, if you go back into the generations, each person that you have met, because I haven't met everybody in it, you know, but the generations
yes.
that I have met is just, you know, it's just one after the other, and it just keep going on, and somebody has to break that curse. If it don't, if it's not broken, it will continue, just like there are certain things that were in my family, you know what I'm saying? Disobedience,
mm-hmm.
Poverty, and certain things, sexual
yeah.
abuse, you know, a lot of us had children out of marriage and stuff like that, but we have to break these things off our life, and that's, you know, that's given to us as we, when we come into the kingdom of God, our whole, everything changes, so we have to know. And I think there's a lot of people that really don't know these things. You know, there are people that think that, you know, this is the way my mother was like this, my grandmother was like this, I'm like this, my child is like this. It don't have to be like that. You know what I'm saying? We can have these things broken off our life, and that's one of the things that a lot of us don't know, you know, and we need to be
mm-hmm.
free, you know, and walk in as much freedom as possible, because it's there for us as believers. And like you said, there's a lot of people that don't know that. So, I'm going to stand in agreement with you, and I will continue to pray for you and continue to pray, you know, over the program that God has, you know, called you to do. I believe God put it
mm-hmm.
there. You know what I'm saying? Those things come from God. We don't just, you know, we're not that smart, Jermaine, that we come up with stuff like that. You know, God put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. It's so true, because, like I said, I don't consider myself a teacher. I consider myself to inspire our children, because, you know, we learn every day something new. So I tell my children that, but I tell them, I said, the smartest person is always the person who can look up things and research things, because I'm not going to tell you everything and think I know everything, but of course, I tell them you got to research things and understand that, you know, I'm just here to motivate you. That's all I'm here for. And only God is, I want to tell them, of course, only Jesus is the greatest teacher of them all, but I can't in my school. So, you know, I pray for them anyway, but, you know, only on the sidelines when I can do that. But that's why I say I need the freedom from God, where I can have prayer and understand how to teach at the same time, where I feel comfortable doing it. Because, you know, in this world, it's just political with everything. And sometimes things are designed to keep our children in the same situation that they're in. And, you know, they don't want to see most of our children succeed. And I want to do something greater in the kingdom, where they're able to understand that it's because of God why I'm achieving everything first and moving on
mm-hmm.
to the next step. And you got to order their steps. And that's what it's about. So I just thank you and for standing in agreement with that, because, you know, it has to stop, the generational curses. And we have to get our family. In order to do that, we have to get our families back together. And I grew up from a single household, mother household and everything. and I was able to succeed. But, you know, it, you need both parents. I know it's tough sometimes. You only have single parents. But God will be that extra father. He'll be that extra mother in these children's lives. And just go, understanding that, that, you know, they'll still have the victory no matter what.
So. That's right. That's right. You know, that's one of the things. I have an 11-year-old son, and I teach my son, you know, anything outside of God is failure. You get what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say.
Yes.
Anything outside of God is failure. And I remember, like, this was recently, God was telling me, you know, he said, and it probably sounds crazy to some people, but he said, you came from dysfunction, but you're not your dysfunction. You get what I'm saying? So I understand it. Others may not understand it. But I know, like, mm-hmm. even in my mind, there's some things that God is breaking off of my mind, but I'm telling you, one of the most important things, and I'm telling you, I don't care what age you are, we have to have a teachable spirit, because you can have this, you know, this outreach program. If you have a bunch of men, women, whatever, you know, that's not teachable, not receptive to these things, there will be no change. But if you have people that is open to hear and not just hear these things, because, you know, we can't just be a hearer of the word. We have to be a doer also, and just take these things, these skills and different things that you're teaching, and apply these things to their life, our lives, it can really be changed. You know, because there's sometimes,
Amen.
Like, certain people, when they get to a certain age, you try to tell them certain things. You know, they like, no, such and such. But you don't have to be like that. You don't have to be dysfunctional. You don't.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's a choice. If you know Christ, you don't have to. You know, so that's it's, it only works if we work it. And that's one of the
yes.
things, like, there are certain things that, the more and more I go to God, it's not like he's telling me, oh, Nichelle, you're so powerful, you're so anointed. He like, you're this. But, you know, he's so amazing because he don't just give me all of this stuff at one time. I'm telling you, if God told me everything that was wrong with me at one time, I promise I probably would never get on this prayer line because I'd be all jacked up. But he's so, you know, he's the face of wisdom. And he give it to me as I'm able to receive it. You know what I'm saying? And so I
yeah.
thank God for that. But there's some things generational. Even with my son, anything that I could come up from my side of his or his father's side, I like break those things off. Even with my son, you know, when I, you know, when I conceived my son, I was not married, so I broke those things off of his life. And I just tell him, you know, we have to be honest with our children as well. We have to tell them the truth. We can't be, you know, hiding different things. I mean, you don't just tell them everything at one time, but I'm telling you, you have to be honest with your children.
Yeah.
You have to teach them the principle of Christ, because only, I don't care what nobody say, only what you do for Christ lasts. They can be smart in school and all this other stuff, but I'm telling you, it's only
mm-hmm.
so far that you'll go with the worldly things. Yes, you get a job, a decent job, and all of this other things, but listen, if you don't have no wisdom, the money that you get, it'll go in your pocket and go, you know, just fall through your pockets. So you need to know
that's
the
right.
wisdom and different things, how to handle these things. And I'm telling you, like the church, even when I was praying earlier, I don't know if you was up here, but God is shifting things. God is causing
yeah.
things to be shift. Even with the word of God, you know, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And, you know, once these things, and not just any person that's just because a person say they Christian. Because sometimes, you know, Christians
mm-hmm.
can be stingy and they can be do things and misuse God's things as well. Because he's putting those people that have wisdom, not those people that's going to do what they want to do with things, but they're going to do what God tells them to do with certain things. That's what God is doing. And God has changed. Even when I, you know, I know that God was dealing with me about dryness. And I said, is this God is this you? And I kept praying. He said, I am allowing these things to happen. And a lot of times people don't understand. They do certain things, but God know the heart. He know the intent of the heart of man. But I'm saying all this stuff, God's just bringing things into alignment, and he's, you know,
yeah.
doing things the
yeah.
right, causing things to be done the right way, not the way that we want to do things. And God is bringing his people together. Just like I said, those things that are in your spirit, God put that in there, and he's going to
yes.
bring it to pass, you know?
Yes, yes, he will. He will. He will bring it to pass. And like you said, we serve an action God, and I do believe
right.
that, you know, you have to, like say, faith without works is dead works. And, you know, you have to have action in everything that you do when it comes to God, and he'll fill in the gaps when you're working it out for him, through him. And that's the main thing. And you mentioned the church thing. And it's funny you say that because, like, you know, we all go to church, and some people, we all go to church most every Sunday. And the thing is, we have to understand that we just can't look at our members in the church. We got to understand that people that's coming to visit our church, we got to be open to them too. And you know what's so funny about that? Sometimes the people that go to church all the time, they ignore those people, you know, because, you know, I'm there and I see some of the same people there. And if when it's time to, you know, greet our visitors, then they'll say, okay, well, why don't everybody go shake hands or whatever? And then, you know, you'll have some people in the church that just won't shake your hand and know that you go there every day. I'll sit next to you every day. So, you know, we as the people, we have to understand that it's not about us. It's about God, and understand that, you know, the church is a building. We have to do things outside of the church to understand what God wants. It's the reaching of the cross is what we should be looking at as well. And not many people like to reach outside of the church. It always has to be inside of the church. So I pray that, you know, our members of the church, members of all churches, We can't just look to our pastor. We have to understand that, you know, we have the power and ability to reach our children and families as well outside of the church, and stop talking about them and do something, because Jesus was a doer. He was a doer. He didn't, you know, say, well, I'm not going to do you because you didn't go to church. I'm not going to heal you because you didn't come to my church, or I'm not going to look at you or, you know, do these types of things and make you feel bad. Jesus did it because he loved everybody, and that's when he died on the cross and shed his blood for. So, you know, I just believe that God wants to do a greater thing in me, and I feel urged to do it. So I'm just going to step out on faith and just do what God tells me.
That's right. You know, one of the things is this, you know, I think that so many people are more so into fellowship than relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, the Bible says this, that those that win souls, and it's not saying pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, or evangelists. It says those that win souls are wise. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's for all of us. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
And also, I remember somebody was telling me this weekend they went out witnessing, went to different people. And there's a lot of people, you know, that have, they talk very negative pertaining to the church. A lot of people have experienced church hurt and different things that have happened inside, you know, inside of the church. So basically we have to, those things have to be rebuilt and restored. And those people have to see, you know, people being real. And they were saying just because they didn't have certain things, they were mistreated or, you know, they were made to feel a certain way. And that's not right, because I'm telling you, devils dress up every Sunday, and they wear very nice suits. But I'm telling you, they look the part, but they empty on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about us doing real ministry. And I remember, like, I was one of those people that used to think, and I want to be honest with you, because anything I do, I try to do it real. You know, I'm not one of those people that feel like you got to go to church every Sunday. I go to church. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking it, but I'm more so in relationship than fellowship, because I came out of a church and I would watch people, and I'm telling you, every Sunday, you know, we have like worshipers and different things that will go to the altar and dance and do stuff, and you see them out. Even my job, I, you know, worked in a community center. I would see them out, and I would see them doing all of these things. You know, we got a bunch of people that go on to church every Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday, and I'm telling you, they're going to hell. They're going to bust hell wide open. So we need to, you know, present Jesus in a real way and be for real with him, because let me tell you something, Jesus is truth. I don't care what nobody say. A lot of people are not going to like it, even with different things that God has, you know, revealed to me and stuff. I'm telling you, it irritates, it upsets, but it's okay, and I'm telling you, if you're going to walk after Jesus, you got to understand, everybody's not going to be your friend, but that's okay. Listen, what profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his soul? what's important to me is, you know what I'm saying, me telling people about Jesus, people that are real, that really want to serve Jesus. Because there are some people, they want the things of God, but they don't want him. You know what I'm saying? They seek his hand and not his heart. And that's not what God is about. You gotta want all of it. You know, I know people that have been in church, they have a form of godliness. They've been in church since they were very young. But I'm telling you, they still play with God. And they know that they're going to die and go to hell. But I'm telling you, I want to see those people, those gang members, those people that have been in prostitution and different things, I want to see them saved. I want to see them delivered and set free. That's one of the things that God dealt with me on. There are some people, they are the unchurched generation. But I'm telling you, God is going to use them in a mighty way. They're not going to be playing church. Their only interest is to do what God has told them, and they're going to be very effective. This, when I tell people this, and you know, sometimes I'll be like, "Michelle, you're being too raw," but I'm telling you, there are whores on the street that can out-sing these summers that think they sound so good. I'm telling you, there are prostitutes that can out-preach those preachers that you see on the Word Network and the TBN. We're serving a God that's real, and he's doing real ministry. That's the kind of things that I want to see things done like that. Not saying that, you know, God is not going to do anything in the church, because he is. You know what I'm saying? But this next great move, I'm telling you, where you want to go, to the streets, taking it to the streets, that's where you're going to see that great move come from. Because sometimes these people in the church, they play in church, and they continue to play church. They know how to stand up and clap their hands. They know how to do this. They know how to stand for the pastor. They give the pastor a standing ovation. But when they with God, they won't even get up and pray to him. They won't even tell him, "I love you. God, I thank you for opening my eyes and doing certain things." I'm talking about God doing some real things. I'm telling you, I've seen prostitutes transform, and God is just so awesome. Let me stop before I go on and on. But I'm telling you, God is good.
Say in the scriptures, you have many are called, but few are chosen.
Are chosen. That's right. That's right.
And in that book, everything, I believe everything the Bible tells you. And, you know, I just believe Jesus. I just believe in his love, his salvation. I believe in his armor. I believe he was flesh man one time, and he walked this earth. So, you know, if he was on this earth and everybody mocked and talked about Jesus, you know they're going to talk about you. Because we know better than Jesus. So, but that's like you said, when we walk in Jesus, on Jesus, walking in Jesus' lane, we're going to be always accused of, or looked upon or talked about or rumored or anything about when we talk about Jesus, because that's how we're looked at upon, you know, because I know I can identify some true fellowship worshipers who love Jesus, and I can understand and walk like yourself. Just listen to you, I can tell that you are definitely for Jesus. And, you know, we need more prayer warriors like yourself who can get out here and pray for one another and understand the power of Jesus and what he can do. So I just believe that when the Spirit speaks to us and we are pure and holy, he's going to give us that impartation to understand that God is real. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And I just thank you, Michelle. And I don't want to hold you. Because like you said,
I enjoyed talking to you. I really did.
We can talk all day, all night about Jesus. Because that's my father. My daddy, my friend, my everything. And, you know, can't live without him. Can't live without him. It's like he is my body. He is my soul. He's my heart. He's everything. So you can't. It's like, you know, you have to have water and food. You got to have Jesus in your life, too. So,
That's right. That's just like, water's a necessity, but some people don't understand that. This is not something that we just pick up and put down and all this other stuff. God is real. And, you know, like, some people, you know, you hear them, they talk about, "Oh, God is so wonderful." And, yes, he is wonderful. But I'm telling you, Some people don't want to hear about that other side. You know, God is a judge, and certain things he's set in order. Even like I was praying earlier, I was shaking and stuff when I was praying and stuff. But listen, I'm telling you, we got to be real before God. We cannot play with him. We got to take him serious and be obedient and do those things that he has told us to do. And I don't know if you heard me earlier. I don't know how long you've been up here, but one of the instructions that God said was Deuteronomy 28. And I don't know if you know it or not. I'm pretty sure you read it before, but if you can, read it tonight before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 28. Read the whole thing.
Yes. Yes, I think I just read about Deuteronomy 28. Because I used to get scripture fed to me on a daily basis. And I'm so glad you just said that. Let me look at it. Was in my mail, Deuteronomy 28. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of long. Yeah. It's not a short one, but it's a kind of long chapter. But try to read that tonight before you go to bed.
The Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend many nations, but shall not borrow. And that's Deuteronomy 28:12. And that was my verse today. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Try to read the whole thing. But you know what? I enjoy talking to you. Please call again, okay?
Yes,
I don't want to sit.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
No,
bless.
I think it's we might get cut off. I'm not sure, but normally it's like for 2 hours, but sometimes it'll let me go over a little bit. But I don't know if it'll let me extend to 8:30, so I'm not sure. But I thoroughly enjoy talking to you. And, you know, anytime you want to call, just call again, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I just need a testimonial on Jesus, everything he does, I'll call in.
Okay.
Prayer,
okay. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Michelle. You take care.
Okay. You too. Okay, guys, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We'll be back on the air on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. I love you, and have a good night.